Barack Obama says the US is considering sending lethal arms to Ukraine if diplomacy with Russia fails to end the crisis. The US president made the comment at a joint press conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. More than a million Ukrainians have fled their homes since April last year when Russia annexed Crimea. President Obama says it's clear Russia has violated almost every commitment made in the Minsk agreement.
We continue to encourage a diplomatic resolution to this issue. And as diplomatic efforts continue this week, we are in absolute agreement that the 21st century cannot have us stand idle and simply allow the borders of Europe to be redrawn at the barrel of a gun. So today we've agreed to move forward with our strategy, along with our NATO allies. We'll keep bolstering our presence in Central and Eastern Europe.
Mrs. Merkel and French President François Hollande have been leading efforts to revive the Minsk peace plan, which collapsed amid fighting over the winter. Angela Merkel admits there have been setbacks, but she doesn't see a military solution to the conflict.
If we give up this principle of territorial integrity of countries, then we will not be able to maintain the peaceful order of Europe that we've been able to achieve. And this is not just any old point. It's an essential, a crucial point, and we have to stand by it. And Russia has violated the territorial integrity of Ukraine in two respects, in Crimea and also in Donetsk and Luhansk.
With us now, our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, hello to you. A tougher stance that we're hearing from President Obama.
A slightly tougher stance, Susie. I mean, I think it's important to remember that over the last few days, we've all been told here in Washington that the White House was considering its options, that there was the prospect of a possible American U-turn on Ukraine about to be announced, the idea that President Obama would indeed go ahead and provide lethal assistance to the Ukrainian government. Then, towards the end of last week, a growing number of European nations, including, of course, Germany, led by Chancellor Merkel, indicated they didn't support the idea. And in essence, what Barack Obama was saying at the White House there, flanked by Chancellor Merkel, was, let's give peace a chance. Let's give diplomacy more of an opportunity to try and resolve all of this. Now, he does say that the possibility of providing lethal assistance to the Ukrainians is one of several options that he's asked his advisers and policymakers to consider. So he left that option out there as something that he might embrace at a later date. But he also said, as Chancellor Merkel indicated there, that he doesn't believe there's a military solution to this conflict. He almost indicated that his view is Ukraine cannot possibly win a military confrontation with Russia over this, which is why he's decided, at least for now, to give the diplomatic track more of an opportunity to try and get everybody to step back from the brink.
So what position then does this put everybody in? Because, as you're saying there, Angela Merkel not wanting anything other than a diplomatic solution. So what is the use of Obama's potential stance as regards weapons? Is this just a way of strong-arming Russia?
Well, I think it's a way of indicating to the Russian government that if this diplomatic track goes nowhere, the United States might be willing, perhaps at a later date, to think about providing weapons to the Ukrainian government. But it was also very indicative to the Russians and to everybody else that while the Americans insist there's no split between the United States and Europe over this, Chancellor Merkel is absolutely passionate about the idea of trying to pursue the diplomatic path that she says is currently open. Indeed, she told reporters, I could not live with myself if we didn't try and complete this diplomatic process. Privately, White House officials are sceptical that these meetings and discussions with Vladimir Putin that could include a four-nation meeting in Minsk later this week are going to get very far, because nothing so far, they say, has dissuaded Vladimir Putin from continuing with an aggressive stance towards eastern Ukraine. But on display at the White House today, at least today, unity of message between President Obama and Chancellor Merkel.
Many thanks. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, there.